Recently, an article in the Wall Street Journal had the following headlines. In the Netherlands, the doctor will kill you now. Let me read that again. In the Netherlands, that is Holland, the Dutch, the doctor will kill you now. Interesting headline, is it not? But it sounds like an oxymoron. Doctors sworn under the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm and save lives now in the Netherlands and elsewhere have the right, the legal right, to kill. That blows my mind. To kill people. People. That is to sanction or participate in the killing acts of both euthanasia and assisted suicide. Euthanasia and assisted suicide. Doctors in the Netherlands have the legal right to kill. Yet another illustration, my fellow Americans, like abortion, of the culture of death in which we now live. Whether baby killing, you know, the brutal act of abortion. How can anybody kill a baby in a womb? Or the end of life, all the way to the extreme of fanatic jihadists like ISIS, death moves inexorably to trump life. Death over life. What a world. As Christians, we believe that Jesus Christ came to give life here and beyond. Now we live in a culture of death. But there is, however, a fundamental distinction between euthanasia and assisted suicide. The definition of euthanasia is as follows. Intentionally, knowingly, and directly acting to cause the death of another person, such as by giving a lethal injection. Whereas, in contrast, assisted suicide is defined as intentionally, knowingly, and directly providing the means of death to another person, so that the person can use that means of death provided to commit suicide. The difference in the definitions, euthanasia is directly acting, whereas in assisted suicide, it's providing to the one about to die the means to kill oneself. An example of assisted suicide would be providing a prescription for a lethal dose of drugs. Well, boy, that's scary stuff, isn't it? Doesn't that bother you? Therefore, when euthanasia is practiced, a third party performs the last act that intentionally causes a patient's death. For example, giving a patient a lethal injection or putting a plastic bag over the human being's head, well, to suffocate that individual, I just can't believe that. That would be considered euthanasia, my soul. On the other hand, if the person who dies performs the last act, him or herself, assisted suicide has taken place. In short, a person who dies kills himself on the one hand, or is killed by another person, a doctor killed on the other hand. Either way, the killing occurs. My fellow Americans, I am deeply troubled by both. Are you? But those who advocate either or both defend them as, listen to this, compassionate options for competent, terminally ill adults who are suffering unbearably and otherwise wish to end their lives. Do you agree? Do you? In the Netherlands, which became the first country to legalize euthanasia and physician-assisted suicide, the Netherlands allows either when those individuals so request who are suffering deadly illnesses. All right? That's number one, suffering deadly illnesses, or are in the last stages of life. Well, how do they determine that someone is in the last stages of life, and how long are those stages? Those generalities sound vague to me and difficult of definition, and the Dutch law was even later expanded to include those eligible for end-of-life dispositions who are psychologically suffering. What? Or in dementia. Really? Well, how do they determine that? More vagary, at least to some extent, don't you think? How do you define these things? But now comes the next phase, and this is the scariest of all in the Netherlands and elsewhere. The right to die folk are at it again. The next iteration of the law in the Netherlands, you ready for this? The individuals and groups under the Right to Die umbrella are now urging, even demanding, that the Dutch government legalize a euthanasia pill. A euthanasia pill for those who are not ill, but simply consider their lives, I can hardly read this, but consider their lives to be full. Full. Whatever that means. And they wish to end their lives. Why? They, these members of the culture of death, the right to die people, argue that every human being is entitled to the right to live and to life. So why is that individual not entitled to the right to die as a polar opposite? That's their argument. And this battle rages big time, big time. So again, I ask, what do you think? Do you think that any human being anywhere has the right to take his or her own life through a euthanasia pill or through assisted suicide just because their life is full, full, and they're tired of living? Boy, what an issue this is, don't you think? The rationale is that there are many whose physical, mental, or emotional states have perpetual suffering, and that life for them is unbearable and hopeless. Unbearable and hopeless. No matter that such individuals may be socially vulnerable or medically fragile, they would rather die. The right to die, people say, they would rather die than seek the medical help they need and could get. And it's the best it's ever been. But these potential end-of-lifers, says the Dutch Right to Die Society, should legally have the option to, listen to these words, step out of life. Step out of life. That bothers me. So, should they have that right because they are hopelessly lonely or clinically depressed or in ultimate despair or wishing not to bother their children or society at large or to be a burden? Should they have the right to kill themselves just because they may not wish to be burdensome? What do you think? What do you think? Euthanasia and assisted suicide can often put unbearable pressure on the vulnerable. Again, the vulnerable, the weak, the disabled, the elderly, or the slightly mentally challenged. Can they really think these issues through? Right to Die efforts champion the fact that such a desire to die is normal. It's normal. Even natural. No way. It is not normal, and it is not natural, but that's what they argue. Do you agree? I and almost all I know regard life as incredibly precious and would fight for every breath before succumbing to death. Would you do the same? Would you? Would you encourage someone in your family in unbearable suffering, living with a deadly disease, to commit suicide? Would you? Would you attempt to empower them to step out of life as they wish, to experience a so-called dignified death, when in fact there is available excellent medical and psychiatric care? Would you? Would you encourage them to die? I would never encourage anybody in my family to commit suicide. Never. The primary function of government is to protect its citizens. It is to encourage life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, not death. The government, hundreds of millions of people think, should not have the right to give one group of people, you know, the doctors, the power to directly and intentionally end the lives, that is, kill another group of people, including and especially their patients. That is a license to kill, and to me, that is scary stuff. Such a doctor becomes empowered, legally so, and often without the restraints which may be necessary in certain individual cases, to make the right, fair, and legal decision under those particular and individual circumstances. How do we restrain a wrong-thinking doctor? Both legal euthanasia and assisted suicide require doctors to be involved. Well, I guess that's a good thing. And often three or more before the killing can occur. But what if those three are not qualified? Hundreds upon hundreds of doctors refuse to be involved in euthanasia or assisted suicide, much less commit either act. They will not be proactive in the killing themselves, that is, acting as a third party, nor will they provide the means for the killing, the suicide, to a requesting patient. I sure want one of those doctors working on me. One would hope that would be the end of the matter, but it's not. Enter other doctors who will approve and function in either capacity, and death occurs. And it's legal. It is, as one writer says, an unbelievably slippery slope. Slippery slope, which ends in the abyss of death itself. I, for one, wonder when that abyss begins. Do you? Every 40 seconds, a person dies by suicide somewhere in the world. Do you believe that? In the United States alone, there were 41,149 reported suicides in 2013. 41,149. By comparison, and please hear this carefully, at the same time, there were 14,196 homicides in the United States, making the number of suicides almost three times greater than the number of homicides. What an absolutely startling and even horrifying statistic, don't you think? With all of that death happening in this culture of death, small wonder that there are many so used to death who are not against euthanasia or assisted suicide, or perhaps just neutral. But how can you be neutral about euthanasia and assisted suicide? In my view, neutrality is not an option. You are either for these acts of death or you are not. So, which position do you take? The Dutch require that the patient requesting death must be experiencing unbearable pain. Unbearable pain. How, I ask, is that defined? And how do doctors who make these lethal decisions determine the criteria for unbearable pain? Then, the patient must be conscious, that is, rational, and understanding of the decision to die. Are the weak, the vulnerable, the elderly, the early dementia people, are they able to make a conscious, rational decision? And then in the Netherlands, the death request must be voluntary. But can it really ever be voluntary when there is so much pressure in so many ways to engage in either activity? Can there? The law requires that the requesting patient must have been given alternatives to euthanasia and time to consider those alternatives. Time. But again, there are no criteria given for what in fact is an alternative or whether the patient really understands such alternatives, nor is there any criteria for the amount of time to consider those alternatives? Boy, I tell you, that really bothers me. Does it bother you? And then the Dutch law says that there must be no other reasonable solutions to the problem. But there are. There are hundreds of doctors who say that there are always reasonable solutions to any problem, physical, psychological, or emotional, especially in today's medical climate, where services, remedies, and healing techniques are better than ever. Better than ever. Why not try them? And then there must be more than one person involved in the euthanasia decision. Just more than one? But which person or persons are to be involved, or required to be involved, or legally required to be involved, and how are they determined? And then more. Only a doctor can euthanize a patient. Well, I guess that sounds good. But what about assisted suicide? Does that require a doctor to be involved and attend the killing act, or simply just furnish the legal injection, the euthanasia pill? I love that one, the euthanasia pill. For me, it's all too gray, too vague, too scary. But what do you think? I profess the strongest possible bias for life. And that is especially so since unbearable pain and suffering now has the possibility of remedies which can completely eliminate that pain or virtually end the suffering through drugs or otherwise. A patient in today's medical world does not have to die to get relief. But right to die advocates often argue that euthanasia and assisted suicide are choice issues. But are they? There is so much pressure from so many sources, including society and other human beings at work, that choice, rational choice, can be seriously questioned. Many who are candidates for euthanasia or assisted suicide can be the chronically ill, the disabled, the elderly, the mentally ill, the mentally retarded, and depressed, among others. Are such individuals capable of making rational decisions, choices regarding end-of-life determinations? Are they? Well, perhaps some are, but perhaps many are not. Euthanasia, by one definition and by its very nature, is an abuse and the ultimate abandonment of a patient. That's my view. Rather than kill them, do your best to keep them alive, doc. Keep them alive. I say we, the people, should not give doctors such power and even such a license to kill. What do you think? Sooner or later, patients will no longer know whether the doctor will be a healer or a killer at heart. Some even think that the medical community will put pressure on the patient to choose euthanasia, directly or indirectly, indicating that the patient should get out of the way. One Right to Die Society actually used that phrase, get out of the way. Add that to step out of life. Not to mention the reduction in serious and long-term medical costs. Don't you know that money always comes into play? In that case, financial considerations would therefore trump the innate value of the human beings being killed. Wow. Unbelievable. So I ask again, are you for or against euthanasia, where the doctor is the proactive agent in the killing act, and assisted suicide, where the doctor is a third party and the patient commits the act? Are you for that? Are you for that? Do you believe in the right to die, choice of death, both the time to decide that and the kind of death for any and all human beings? Do you believe that? It is now, my friends, and will become an even more critical issue, even a constitutional issue, a deeply human issue, and perhaps most importantly, a spiritual issue. Many right-to-life people think that the very same approach to abortion, choose life, should apply to euthanasia. Frankly, I am for pro-life and against both euthanasia and assisted suicide. Are you? What do you think? What do you believe? Have you really thought about it? Every family will sooner or later face this issue head on. But please hear this. For every rational, conscious person, he or she should have a living will. A living will. In such a document, the patient stipulates the treatments, the terms and conditions of the implementation of medical services, the acts of healing, or not, which would apply to him or her at the end of life, or when the patient is incapable of making those voluntary and rational decisions himself. You should have a living will. Look into it. If you don't, my fellow Americans, get a living will example from the internet. Learn what it is all about, and make your choices while you are alive and while you can make those choices. You then call the shots for your life, not a doctor. Those living will documents are simple to determine, easy to execute, and legally binding once done right on your family, your heirs, and even your doctors. No one should have the right to end your life without your consent at the time or in advance. So, my fellow Americans, I personally hope you are against euthanasia and assisted suicide, but it's your life and your decision to make. I only hope and pray you make the right one.